You hearing shit?
Yeah.
You fucking all creeped out.
You ever see that movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Let's look like that third titty that bitch has. What you talking about?
Is his microphone unplugged or what is all that wiring?
He doesn't have it plugged in.
You guys done? Coming in hot. It starts now, bitches. Dumping rappers in caskets, no way they phony actors. I got just go rethinking, I don't need no final check.
Lights.
Falling down, baby. Blue Oyster Lounge tonight.
Welcome to Dirty 30, motherfuckers.
Welcome to that Dirty 30.
Episode 30. And you know what? We're at a very special episode, Kool-Aid. And go figure Les ain't here.
Well, he's got a legitimate reason. Why?
Yeah, you say that every week, dude. What would it be this week?
Wait till you see his fucking tits.
Jesus Christ, he did not go through with the tit job.
Dude, he did.
Backstory, folks. Les called me and Kool-Aid, I don't know, about a week ago, 10 days ago, and he's like, did you see Lil Nas got titties? You know, the cowboy country rapper singer? And, we're like, nah, man. Well, come to find out, he was just trolling everybody. Lil Nas didn't get tits. And
but Les thought he
so
did.
You're saying Les actually went through with the tit job. What size did he get? Did he get double D's, C's?
Dude, you want like,
he get them little perky B's?
What do
you?
F. Well, I think he went big, dude. I think he went like, dude, he went like Dolly Parton. He was like, if you're just going to do it,
honest,
fuck it. Just do it. Just do it big. Do it big.
I was
going
to say, if you're doing it, dude, go big or go home.
Fuck. I mean, it distracts from his penis.
Well, that's true. That's true. He does. It's hung like a horse down there. He uses it as a belt.
It's beat up like old leather, though. It smells like.
How do you know what it smells like?
Dude, when he's hitting that thing across the fucking cowbell, you get a whiff of that shit, dude.
Don't sit down whiff from that motherfucker.
No, dude. Whew, man.
Hell no.
It's like an old sausage factory. Just smell it.
Old dirty sausage factory, Les.
Old dirty dick, Les.
Old dirty dick.
You got some nice fucking tits, though.
Oh, dirty dick got some nice titties.
Damn, boy. Show Uncle Kool-Aid your titties.
Show Uncle Kool-Aid your titties.
Come sit on Pop-Pop's lap. Show me your titties.
I swear to God, if he really got tits, dude, I'm a fucking titty.
Dude, that's what he said.
Out of him, dude.
I'm
going to
be late.
The hell out of him.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Ooh. I'm going to hold him down. You help me hold him, we'll take turns.
Hell yeah. Oh, man.
I'm take turns titty fucking that motherfucker.
Probably break them titties is what's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
I ain't going to lie, dude.
Shit, I'll pull one off as a souvenir. Hang that shit on my wall.
I'll fuck it till I blow it up. It's just like the toilet on Sunday morning. I'm going to fuck it till I blow it up. You got a little shoddy shot next to you?
Yeah,
no.
Let's do a shoddy shot.
Give
me a second. I gotta get my shot. I gotta get my shot. Go to your
I'll,
fucking.
I'll wait for you.
Go to your fucking titty show that you do.
On to the show where I sing about titties and cowboys. And cowboys with titties. Waiting on you, just waiting on me. Waiting on Les to come and see what he's gonna do. He's gonna finger his butthole. Then he's gonna make love to John Stamos. Gonna fall in love again, married. He'll be less fucking Stamos.
When do I get to be in the Blue Oyster Cult Lounge? When y'all gonna buy me a beer? That's what I'd like to know.
Who the fucker's gonna buy me a beer? What about Brett? He likes beer. Fuck you, John Stamos. Fuck you, John Stamos. Fuck you, John Stamos. I fucking hate you, John Stamos. Fuck you.
Welcome back.
He spilled it. Fucking spilled it.
Oh, just a drippin's. Just a drippin's. Mr. Drippin's. That's what I get for starting early. Oh, it's all in this.
Oh, it's everywhere. I lied. It's fucking everywhere.
Hold on.
He said I lied.
Cheers. This is like half a fucking shot.
You ain't got nothing left in that, dude. You got tippy cow all over that keyboard. You got tippy cow
everywhere. Every fucking, it's everywhere.
It's all over your drawing pad.
Oh, look at that. It's everywhere.
You got Batman 834 sitting right there. God on that motherfucker.
Oh. It's all fucking Les's fault. Tit job Wingard. Fuck.
Kool-Aid.
Cock smoker.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Buy Us a Beer shout out. I'm going to give a Buy Us a Beer shout out to the Decent Takes podcast. Bought us 3 beers. Decent
damn
takes.
Boys, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what, Javon, you gotta do that schmurder dance, and when you do it, you gotta upload that shit on Twitter and tag us so we can see it.
Hell yeah, I don't see that shit going. Fuck a watermelon.
And we also had Oscar from the Everything Show podcast. I knew where you were going with that. You were probably thinking Oscar the Grouch. Like, you're like, what? We got him in Sesame Street? And I'm like, nah, bro. We didn't get in Sesame. We ain't there
is
yet.
Is he like a stunt double on Sesame Street?
No. This is Oscar from the Everything Show podcast. He bought us a beer. Nice. So, Les, you're not going to get any of the beers.
Thank me and Brett are here.
Yeah. Thank me and Kool-Aid are here. So, thanks for the beers, gentlemen.
Cheers, gentlemen. Cheers. Raise them up. Thank you, boys.
And for future, you guys can buy us a beer. Just go to cominginhotpodcast.com and click on the Buy Us a Beer button.
Mm-hmm. We love a beer. We love beer. So click
five
that
bucks,
motherfucker as many
throw,
times
throw
as you can.
Throw $5 to us. Yep.
Yeah. We'll shout you out.
What else going?
We are here for Dirty 30. This is our 30th episode.
Les
must be tucking motherfuckers in or cowbelling it up somewhere.
Yes.
Dude, I bet he's just at home. I bet he's just at home playing with his titty. Dude, he's just playing with his titties right now is what he's doing.
that's why he's running late. he's telling me.
He don't know
like,
what to
I'll
wear.
Tell you what, bro. He told me, he's like, I'll tell you what. I'll never take a bath the same way. I'm like, what? And he's like, I can't even explain it, bro. I can't. Damn. I'm like, you titty floating motherfucker. Damn. We do have listeners called in for some relationship advice.
Are they giving or are they wanting?
They wanting, bro. They wanting.
Oh, they want.
It's going to be hit or miss. It's going to be how drunk we get. Let's just say we got 4 beers to start the night. Thank you again.
I think me and you are pretty good on relationships with having a friend with a pair of tits that we ain't fucked yet.
Yeah, that's got to mean something, right?
That's an A+ in my book.
I mean, think about it, bro. You always get girls that are like, well, what if can a girl have a guy that's just like a best friend? And it's like, think of it even this way: can a guy have a guy that's a best friend, but he's got a pair of tits and you always want to fuck him?
Yeah, I mean, what? What do you think coming on Hot Nation? You let me know. You let me know.
If your best friend had a pair of tits, would you want a titty fuck?
You gonna fuck him? You gonna fuck him?
No, not fuck him, Kool-Aid. Titty fuck him. It doesn't go all the way.
Like, no, we going all the way. We going all the way.
Maybe it starts south that way, bro.
Like, whoa, where are you going? Thought you just wanted to fuck my titties. No, I'm going to fuck you all the way.
You don't even pull out the titties. You keep them in the shirt. You don't even want to see them.
That's why they didn't invite me to spin the bottle parties, because I'm just going to fuck you.
You make that motherfucker lay on his belly, dude, just so you ain't got to see them titties.
Lay on your belly, bitch.
Lay on your belly, bitch.
How you gonna fuck my titties when I'm on my belly? Oh shit. Don't you worry.
That should be a
That's probably that already an Asian cool, TV man. Show. I ain't gonna lie, that's an Asian TV show I think I've seen.
Fuck. Oh, I'd watch it if it was.
Oh man. Ooh, ooh.
I fucked that shit out of that.
Man.
Yeah, so what else?
What else we got going on, folks?
I had notes. Took notes. There's things I wrote. I have written.
Really can't do much without Les being here.
Mm-mm.
Man, mm-mm. Fucks everything. This motherfucker fucks everything up. Dude, he either gonna come in a bikini top with like a low riding crop top where it just covers his tits, but his belly's gonna be hanging out. Mm-hmm. I bet he's gonna have like a tattoo around his belly button that says like slut or daddy's girl.
At least daddy's girl. At least.
I'm saying, dude, it's dirty 30. Anything's possible, dude.
Ooh. Story time. I remember stories. Me and Les were paper chasing probably, I think we were like 18, 19. And we were paper chasing, probably 17, 18 actually. And we were paper chasing, couldn't find any weed. And like went through everybody that you could go through, we went through. And finally, we're like, you know, we can't get a hold of them, but maybe we should just drive out there. And we went out to Kurt's house. I'm not going to say his last name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Kurt Henny, Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect's house, yes. So we go out there, and Mr. Perfect comes out, dude. I swear to God, bro. Spits his gum, slaps it in the fucking air, dude. And we're just like, wow. And I'm like, you got any weed, Mr. Perfect? And he's like,
he's Mr. Like, Perfect's my dad. You call me Kurt.
You call me Kurt, son. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Kurt, son. And he's like, no, I ain't Japanese. And I'm like, oh, my bad, Kurt, son. Like, he's like, no, you're still saying it.
Yes, sir.
Nah, why you got me talking about Mr. Perfect, bro? You got the story switched. See, that's what our show's about, actually. That's how the show goes.
Anyway.
Switches just that fast. Anywho. So we're paper chasing in Kurt's house. The Glancers. I'll call them that because that's different. That's
I know who you're talking sign. About. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So we go out there, bro.
It rhymes with Chris Teo. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Nobody's answering the door. We're knocking on the door, and finally we're getting in the car, and all of a sudden the door opens. Kurt comes out. 1975 fucking boxers. Only boxers. I swear to God, bro. He's got one Cheerio stuck to his chest. Just sitting there stuck to his chest. You can tell the man's been eating Cheerios. So he comes out, and I'm like, Kurt, what's going on, man? You got any smoke or anything you can do? He's like, nah, man, I ain't got none. And I'm like, if I could tell you what you was eating right before we got here, could you sell us anything? And he's like, yeah, if you could. And I'm like, he was just eating Cheerios. And he's like, how'd you know? And I'm like, I'll take a joint, bro. And he did. He rolled a joint. And he gave it to us. Yeah, but that ain't the nice part, bro. It was like what's that sweet and sour candy? What's those? Sour heads? What was it called? Is that
lemon
what it is?
Either lemon heads?
No,
sour?
What's the little Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids. Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids. It was sweet and nice, dude. It was that, and then we got the joint, and we lit it, and it was literally laced with, like,
cocaine or something.
No. I'm talking like 12 flakes off of one leaf. 12. Like, it wasn't enough to put anything in it. It was nothing. Like, I lit it, dude, and it was like a cartoon. It was like... It just went
down on one hand, dude. Guess you're not getting high, Les.
Les just sitting there, dude. He's like, what the fuck, bro? I'm like, it wasn't me. I was like, I can't. I couldn't hit it that hard, dude. Damn. I just hit it normal, and it was gone. Like a cartoon. Oh. He was mad at me for like 2 weeks, dude. I'm like, I swear, man. Kurt sold us some bogus shit, man.
All right, what are you going to do?
He gave me two. Dude.
You wouldn't even have gotten it if you didn't even know he was eating Cheerios.
Dude, he gave me a real fat one, and then that little skinny one. I kept the fat one for myself that night when I got home and Les dropped me off.
Yeah, no, that's all the weed we had. You're high as fuck, and Les ain't high. And you're going to go get high.
We didn't even have cell phones back then, but I'm like, oh, my mom's paging me. My mom's paging me. I gotta get home.
You're like, 911, gotta go.
I didn't hear it go off, bro. You're like, oh no, it went off. It was on vibrate. It's been vibrating the whole time. I gotta go. Dude, I get home and you're at Earl's, dude. I call you as soon as Les pulls off. I'm like, come on over. It's safe.
Smoke.
It's safe. I gotta join.
Yes.
Oh, man. Could you imagine us with Facebook and the gram and Twitter when we were growing up?
Probably would have been easier to get some weed instead of chasing around.
Oh, it would have been so much easier. Our life would have been so much easier. I was just talking driving about around. The pictures and videos.
Oh, yeah, true. But, I mean, driving around that we would for have hours got. Trying to find some weed.
Oh, yeah, it would have been super easy.
Fucking just think of all the tip pics we could have seen of Les, though, back in the day.
Oh, dude. He's always been a tip man, dude. I never heard a tip man taking it to that extreme, though.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, more than words. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he's gonna do? He's gonna wear a sports bra so he doesn't have them out and about?
I think he's gonna start doing one of them fan only pages.
He could, dude, from the chest down if he cuts it off at the waist.
If he don't come up with it, if he don't come with it, we'll tell him to do it and we'll just make the money off him.
Ah, oh, there you go, bro. We'll get him picture. We'll take pictures of him with his tits.
He won't know. He won't know it's for this. He won't know it's for the fans only. We'll start it.
Yeah, but the problem is, bro, I might get turned down and fucking just hold him down and titty fuck him right there. And
all right, we're going to sell that, too. We're going to sell.
Oh, you're going to sell that?
Yeah, we're going to sell that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just going to make money. We just going to take
I'm starring.
Titty fucking Les. Yeah.
I'm starring it, so are you. Yeah.
Okay. Les just doesn't know it. He just thinks we're finally paying attention to him. Welcome to the show, Les. Hi.
I'm here. I feel like I've been here, but I haven't been here. I ran. Everything I did, I ran.
Boys, we do have some
not you patrons. Not you patrons.
No.
We get call-ins?
We got call-ins.
We got some call-ins we got to get to. We got some debate this. And we got some relationship advice for Dirty 30. But we got to start with some debate this. We got, let's see, we got Dave from Ontario, Canada calling in.
We got Canada, boys.
Dave?
This is Dave from Ontario. Rock stars or rappers? Let me know what you think.
What did he say? Dave. Dave said rock stars are rappers, but why was he whispering, bro? You think he was being held captive?
Dude, I bet he was at Les's house trying to sneak a peek at them titties, dude. That's Dave. That's my friend Dave. And he's fucking hiding at Les's house.
Dave's out in the bushes outside.
Trying to get a sneak peek.
Call it in.
Dude, he's at home right now with a picture of Les's titties putting Captain Kirk's fucking head on it, jacking off to it right now, dude.
This motherfucker's wanting to know who's getting more, who's getting more, rock stars or rappers? More ass? I don't
rappers
know.
Are
more,
now, rappers
more money?
Are now wanting to
I
be,
don't know.
Rappers are wanting to be rock stars now. I mean, that's all they talk about. And look at Post Malone. I mean, fuck, true. Who wouldn't want to be? Who wouldn't be like an ugly motherfucker like me? I should have wrote a song years ago. And fucking tattooed
really,
my face up, you know?
You really missed the boat on that, Coolin.
I did. But I'm a rocker, no matter what. I like Shawn Michaels, and I like Marty Jannetty, so I'm a rocker.
So that's a pretty good answer, actually. That's pretty good. That's a safe answer. Les, what are you going with?
I'm going with rappers. Rappers get more push, more hearsay.
Oh, okay. So one for rocker, one for rapper.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going modern day,
why he's wearing his Poison denim jean jacket?
I'll rock Poison.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
I'll rock it. We're going with modern times. I'm going the rapper push because.
All right. I feel that.
If you're going 80s, 90s, I'll give you the rockers or whatever. But you're going 2000s to 2010s, 2020s.
Right. But like you said, they all just want to be big rock stars. That's it.
I'm gonna go with Kool-Aid on this. I'm going rock stars.
Okay.
The poll is in, and rappers. Rappers was the one that was picked.
I don't think people understood, like, they want me to be a candy rapper, or do they want me to be a rocker? They didn't understand it.
You think there was some miscommunication?
I got two rockers on my back.
I'm calling Rocky 3 first fight on this.
All right, y'all. Let's keep going, man. We got another one. This is from Alan. Alan? Kelly.
Get it in there,
what
Alan.
Up, guys, got a little bit of debate club for you. It's that, hey, homie, shoot the six-pointer, or, hey, bud, take a slap shot. Canada versus Mexico.
Canada versus Mexico. Who's the better neighbor?
I'm going to take this right off the bat and go Mexico, dude. A lot warmer. Not as friendly, but I'm sorry, tequila, beachside.
True.
You're missing the whole point.
Canadians, though, I feel like are really nice.
They are. They're friendly.
They are. But I'm going to say this. I don't think I get any weed or any drugs from fucking Canada. I get all my shit from Mexico. From a guy named Juan that brings me bologna, tortillas, and weed. Canada bologna, don't bring me nothing. Weed. Canada ain't bringing me nothing. I'm going with less. I'm going Mexico.
Come with me, Mexico, but Canada's all about the cannabis. Canada's...
They ain't sharing. They ain't building tunnels to share, are they? They're hoarding that shit.
Okay.
You don't hear about no...
I feel you there.
You know what?
I think I'd rather
the Northern Lights. I can name like 50 other weeds.
I think if we're talking weed, I think I'd take the better weed. Which is from Canada, not the brick weed from Mexico, any day. And so I'm gonna go. Canada.
Where's your cocaine? Where's your cocaine from? Where's your cocaine coming from?
I don't get cocaine. I don't have. I'm sure it's down south.
There's a reason why they call it Mexico. And not cocaine Canada.
Yes, there is a reason, but I'm not worried about the cocaine. I'd rather have something that's not in a brick form from dirt city.
I don't understand. We didn't understand your question, sir. You're gonna have to call back in.
I'm with you. I think Canada does have the better shit.
But they're nicer neighbors. I don't know. I don't know if I've met many. I know a lot of Mexicans, and they make... Oh, I like Mexicans.
They make good food.
I'm going Mexico.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm going Mexico.
Yeah,
well,
I like
it. We did. All right, we did a poll, and overwhelmingly, Canada.
Canada won.
Wow.
Hockey.
Well, we got a lot of listeners. We don't have any listeners in Mexico.
Mexico.
Not that we know of. They don't want you to know they're there.
They speak another
tongue.
Any
familia en Mexico?
Yes, we do. La Juende Rende. From Illinois.
From Shipshawana.
I hope our relationship advice goes smoother than this. I don't feel like we're debating or helping anybody, but I guess we're not helping anybody.
Right.
we got one from what the fuck's this guy's name? It doesn't even say, dude. That's anonymous. I don't know who this is.
And I'm going to call him Bronson O'Shea.
Anonymous?
From Anonymy.
Bronson. Onward, Bronson.
Cash or card? Paper or plastic? That Coke hitter? Or that Coke chopper?
Ooh.
Cash or credit? You got that Coke hitter and that card chopper. Ooh, I know where I'm going with that, boys. I already know where I'm at.
I think I'm going cash all day.
Cash all day, son. Fuck plastic.
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
I'm with you.
Ain't, though, when you go to buy shit. Don't get me started on that, but.
No, I'm.
It ain't treated as king.
I'm totally with you, dude. I'm sorry. If you don't want my cash, I'm sorry. I go other way. I'll go other way.
Oh, yeah.
Right. If you Walmart and don't want my cash, I go to Meijer.
Look, Kool-Aid had all that problem with the house, too, when he was getting everything. Yeah. Where'd this come from? Where'd that come from? Like, shut the fuck up. Just
cash money, baby.
Sign
cash
the fucking money. Paper, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's money. Does it say currency of America?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Take it.
Show me the paper to sign and shut the fuck up.
But when it comes down to what he was talking about, I think he was talking about using the dollar or the snort or a card to crush. You always need a card to crush.
No, you need to find something else to start with. I'm fighting you.
No, you can take a nickel. You can take a nickel and smash.
Right. I got straws all day.
I carry straws.
I carry straws and chopsticks with me. I sell them 50 cents a piece.
True. But if I'm with Brett though. If I got something else to crush, I don't necessarily need a card. I don't need a card.
Card
to crush.
Just makes it smooth though, man. Card just.
Oh shit! Right. It just came through, guys.
You're right.
Fucking gold.
But look at the dollar bill. Hey,
Golden Girls. Betty White died.
Golden Girls said what? What?
Betty White died. Just
no.
No.
Bullshit.
I'm calling bullshit.
Oh. I'm just fucking with you guys.
I'm calling bullshit too. All right. Betty White is die on a Sunday.
Like, right. She did. For real. I just looked it up. TMZ. Right. What? Betty White says you're going to need a card to crush that cocaine up real fine. Shut the fuck up, Les. Everybody's got a dollar. Not everybody's got a credit card to crush up cocaine. That's just what Betty White said. She did say, P.S. Les, nice fucking tits.
The poll is out, cash or credit? And cash.
Yeah,
cash all day, boys.
Let's do this, boys. What do we got tonight, Brett?
All right, brother. We got a Mr. Anonymous calling in, so
I bet it's John. Fucking, I guarantee this is John Stamos.
Well, here we go, boys.
We got two kin. Yeah.
Matt here. I'm after some relationship advice. I split with my girlfriend 4 years ago. She was my first true love. Do you ever get over that, or is that just something I have to part with? Thanks for the help in advance.
Anonymous.
First off, you need to take that peanut butter out your mouth.
Is that a Texan accent I sense?
What did he ask?
He's in love with the girl from 4 years ago that broke up with him. So for four years he's done nothing but thought about this girl.
So she's a stripper. She's a stripper.
She sounds like she could be a stripper.
Does she sound like a stripper to you?
Let's go to the panel. Les, what do you think?
She gave in and she gave all. So he's infatuated with a person of her.
4 years, bro. 4 years, man. It's a long
time. Yeah, bro, 4 years ago. 4 years, dude. 4 years. You could have went to college and graduated in 4 years.
Yeah.
You still thinking about this broad from 4 years ago? Bro, move on, man. Move on.
What's the word?
He's jacking off in the shower.
What you told me. Remember that night? I'm sorry. I was going through some shit. I think you were going through some shit, too, at the same time,
Brett.
We get over that shit.
No. Not four years.
I'm sorry. This guy needs some Tupac in his life. He needs some Tupac in his life.
He needs some Tupac. You know what he needs. You know what he needs. I know what he needs.
Go a long way.
You need to go get a hold of a guy, and I'm not going to say his real name, but we'll just call him Benjamin Early. And you need to go find him in a bottle of Southern Comfort and his ex-wife and go hang out. That'll cure all your problems.
That'll cure all your problems. Yes.
I feel like we're helping people here, guys.
Yes. Yes. Well, the two words that Tupac said, and we got drunk plenty of nights, and the best words he ever had, remember? Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
You'll find another one just like him.
4 years, bro. You've been hanging on too long, bro.
Yeah.
A year, definitely. 2 years, maximum. 4 years, yeah. Fucking creeper.
He went to
kind of creeping.
If there was like a wife, like how long has he been with this girl? Like 10 years, and they split up 4 years ago. Like is this guy know, like 40?
They probably dated like 6. It was probably his first piece of pussy, is what it was, and he ain't getting no pussy since.
This is why we
voted Mexico and not Canada.
Wow. Well, you know, there's Kool-Aid's opinion.
That's kind of harsh.
On to the next, boys. On to the next.
All right.
Who do we got?
Boys, we did have a Robert call in for the relationship advice.
Alabama.
Robert.
So I got this girl that lives out in Colorado. We used to date each other. Actually, pretty often we make trips to see each other, and it feels like we still kind of like each other, but we won't do the long distance thing. What do you think? Should I give it up, move on, or should I just keep doing what I'm doing and making those flights out there to get that poontang?
Man, you spending money? I'm honest. There's two people.
He's paying for that.
There's
pussy
two people.
Yeah,
he's
paying
people, but there's pay two people that spend
PTP.
Money on pussy.
PTP.
You can go to Vegas. You can go to Vegas and buy some pussy. Or you
first
can spend.
First one
or
to
you
time
can try to fall in love. You want pussy? You want pussy? Or you want fall in love? Fall in love? Move the fuck on. If you want some pussy.
Well, Kool-Aid, you sound angry, okay?
Go somewhere else.
You got Kool-Aid worked up.
Wow.
You got Kool-Aid worked up.
All right.
It's just a thing. You know, you shouldn't have to pay for pussy.
No, Kool-Aid here.
Maybe he loves this girl, bro. Have you thought of that?
Listen to me. Okay.
No, he said, should I? He said, should I go out there for that pussy? That's how he said.
I'm gonna quote Kobe Bryant in this motherfucker. Okay. If you got a place,
is that a mountain?
Shut up.
Kool-Aid, too soon. Too soon.
Too early.
Too late. Hey, but.
You got to quote Kobe. Damn, yeah. LeBron. Why I got to carry your ass? If he was still alive.
They never played together. But regardless.
I said he was still alive.
Right. I don't think you know as well as I know. If Kobe was still playing in L.A., LeBron would never be there. But anyway,
ride someone's coattails.
All right.
Cut all this shit out. Let's get to this. Okay, let's get to the advice.
We got angry Kool-Aid.
The advice is... no kidding. Easy. No. No, if you got a joint to go to, and you've got something that's already there, don't give it up. Don't get it. Do you? At the same time, don't get into anything serious because
for $486 a fucking ticket.
Yeah, it's expensive to fly.
Should he just move out there?
You can go to the bunny ranch and spend that money on a black girl on a redhead.
Look at the ring Vanessa got. Okay, look at the ring.
Who's Vanessa? Who's Vanessa?
Kobe's wife. But that got nothing to do with nothing. Why are you guys talking about Kobe Bryant?
He never dated.
He never dated
this guy
that
isn't
kind of
Kobe Bryant.
He never this dated that kind of playing bitch.
I don't understand what's happening.
Serena Williams.
Kool-Aid, who are you tucking in? Les, who are you tucking in tonight, baby?
Titties.
You tucking those titties? I knew that was coming.
Titties, dude.
I'm tucking the patrons in. Fuck around, get tucked in, patrons.
Hey, that was a good margarita, Les. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. I got you, boo.
Jake, we need you to buy us a beer.
No. I'm not tucking in the patrons. I'm only laying down the blankets. I ain't fully tucking you in. Because Jake... You only had 99 cents. I am not going to tuck the Patreons in until Jake comes off that 99 cent hitter and get himself up. So I'm only laying down the blankets. I put a little mint on your pillow, but I ain't coming to fucking tucking you in, Jake. I ain't tucking you in at all.
Hey, Jake.
Fritz College and
Blitz, Jake, here's the time.
They're coming back.
Exactly. Jake, here's right. the time. Right. Okay. Right. And Jake, here's the time you can literally be top dog. You can come in for that $10 hitter on that membership. Get that, unedited shit. Get that t-shirt hitter.
Jake, guess who got a t-shirt? Not you. I don't know.
He did?
No, he got a t-shirt.
He got two of them.
Oh, he got a t-shirt. Oh. But it's College and Lips must have played for that.
It's actually because I didn't buy him anything for Christmas, so I gave him a Christmas present. So it's a shirt. Fuck you, Jake.
Fuck you, Jake.
Right. Oh, wait, no, that was Jeremy. All
right, motherfuckers, thanks for joining us on the Dirty 30.
Big old Dirty 30. I want to thank our band, Night's Lights, in the Blue Oyster Lounge tonight, playing the hit song, Fallen Design.
Follow these motherfuckers.
Right.
Till next time.
You can follow us. You can follow us at www.cominginhotpodcast.com.
Did you just lick your finger like it was
like
wop,
it was tasty.
Like that.
It was.
Good.
Don't forget to buy our merch and buy us a beer.
Yeah, buy us a beer, fucks. Love you.
If you want for $2. Less will wish somebody in your family a happy birthday.
No, fuck that, Kool-Aid. If they want for $5, we'll send you a picture of Les's titties.
Yeah.
We'll send you a picture of Les's titties. Five. Buy us a beer, guys. Here you go. Here it is. Let's be honest, Kool-Aid. Buy us a beer. We'll send you a picture of Les's tits.
Yeah. For $10, you can buy us a beer.
For $10.
We'll send you a video of me
stomach.
Fucking Les.
On his stomach
with me
titties.
and me behind big old smile on my back.
Yeah okay. Cool, it looks so happy right now.
Damn boy. gonna be falling down?
Who's falling down? Less with them big ass titties.
No, you know who's gonna be right behind him? This guy. Hey, Kool-Aid, this ain't my titties, you fucking. I know. I know.
There's your cookie.
Fuck you, Les.
The next step, folks. Love y'all.
Love you. Peace, love, something.